Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live.
At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Welcome in, what's up, Detroit, and all our global listeners. This is your girl, Hog Energy, on the air, live at 9, and we are so excited this evening. We have a great show headed for you this evening, a great discussion topic. We are talking about this evening perception and how it affects us in our everyday lives. I'm looking forward to a great show. We had many people that RSVP'd, and hopefully you guys will call in at 917-932-8881 and give us your two cents on the topic for this evening, which is our segment, Life, Strawberry Confessions and Chocolate Letters. And this is the show where we talk about everything about what's surrounding life. And we either have segments on just particular and, you know, specific topics, or we may have a female brain send in a strawberry confession, and we'll talk about that. And also we talk about the chocolate letters, which is brought by the brothers. You know, so we've already had a strawberry confession in last week, which was, got pretty interesting and juicy, and we had a lot of callers call in and give their, you know, their comments on that particular topic. And we were so excited for the show last week because it, you know, was a great show. But I think it's always important to be able to, you know, talk about anything and be open about what you discuss about life. Because sometimes everybody don't always have somebody to talk to. So we're hoping that this can be the show that you can reach out to when you just need that person to talk to. I see that my co-host has arrived in the building. So I am going to get her right in on the segment of Life, Strawberry Confessions and Chocolate Letters. Hello, Tay Queen. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
How was your weekend?
It was good. It was peaceful.
Yes. You know what? It's always good to be in a peaceful place. Not everybody can have that same response.
Yeah.
And you sound so pleasantly peaceful. You have just a soft voice. But I know it's just a strong power behind it too, because you're so wise and you got a lot of great feedback for your input on last week's show. I think even one of our callers even said that you seem wise beyond your years, and that's a huge compliment.
Yeah, it is. I'm thankful for that. But I always hear that. I always get that. You know, I think a lot of people associate wisdom with age, and there's definitely a wisdom that comes along with life experience, but, you know, I've been granted an innate wisdom and the ability to just look at things and see it for what it is.
Absolutely. All right, we're definitely going to just get the discussion started. Perception, it's just, you know what, I, just for the sake of the discussion, I'm going to define what the dictionary said this perception is. And I kind of pulled out two definitions. One says perception is the act or faculty of apprehending by means of the senses or of the mind, cognizance, and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is an immediate or intuitive recognition or appreciation as of moral, psychological, or aesthetic qualities, insight, intuition, discernment. the reason why I wanted to talk about this on this topic this evening, just specifically, you know, just dealing with people on a day-to-day basis, how people see things so differently and they perceive things so differently. I'm going to use myself this evening for an example. You know, I had a brother kind of step to me. He told me that he thought I was just like, he thought I was an uppity person, and, you know, and he gave the reasons why, and he thought because, you know, I'm into business and professionalism and, you know, things of that nature, and kind of the way I talk, and that kind of threw me back. I'm like, wow. I couldn't believe it that, you know, he was perceiving me in a negative way, because that is totally not me. I am definitely not a bougie person. You know, and I think a lot of times people feel like because you got a little education and you do things a little bit differently, that, you know, you lack flavor. I'm definitely a sister with some flavor. And,
okay.
And hear me, I'm a superstar, not an ER. But, you know, but that kind of threw me back and prompted me to want to talk about it, because how do people really see us each and every day? And it's just like, it's not, a lot of people say you shouldn't care about what people think about you. Mm-hmm. In certain circumstances, I would say that may be true.
Mm-hmm.
But in other circumstances, you want, especially when you're trying to reach out to people in different kind of ways and you are networking in certain types of environments, and sometimes that, you know, that'll make, if you're perceived in a certain way, people will not entreat you because of their perception of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because that, you know, you're giving them something to, you know, it's just the way their eyes see it.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, just to talk a little bit more about what this brother said to me, he said he thought I was a bougie person, and I was, you know, and he really don't have much interaction with me. He's only, you know, seen me a couple of times in, you know, different environments or what have you, and they're usually surrounded around something in business, poetry or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he basically felt like I was an unapproachable person because of my mannerism. But it's who I am. I live like this every day. I don't put on a facade. I don't, you know, portray it to be something in this atmosphere and not be the same way over here.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, wait a minute, I had to break it down for a while. You know, not that I really had to prove anything to him, but I think it made me to think about sometimes we do have to, you know, be concerned about how people perceive us, because if we are perceived to be unapproachable, then that can kind of put us in a jam as far as, you know, being able to connect with other people on different levels. I don't listen to much rap, but I like rap. I like certain top forms and certain artists, you know, different artists. I have different flavor. I like country music. I like rap music. I like R&B music. I even like Indian music or Russian music, reggae music. So I'm a person with a lot of flavor. So if you don't know me personally, you will give this, you know, you will perceive me in a certain way, and you will have me figure it out totally wrong.
Yeah.
So that's what kind of led me to, you know, want to talk about this. How do you know, people perceive us in our everyday life, and how that can have an adverse effect on us. Have you ever dealt about with a situation like that, Taquin?
Well, I get a lot of people. Now, you wouldn't get this from my voice, but I'm 6'1.5", so I'm a very tall woman. Yeah, and I'm not no little girl neither, so I'm not skinny. And especially, I recently lost a lot of weight, but I was bigger. And when I was bigger and with my stature, and there's also something people have told me is intimidating about my aura. A lot of people were scared of me. And that's funny to me because, you know, anybody who knows me, I mean, I don't take any mess, but I'm a very sweet person. I have a very, you know, loving personality. So, you know, a lot of people would perceive me in a way where they would be scared to approach me, or some people who didn't know me before, but then I got to know, they were like, oh, I was scared to talk to you because I thought, you know, you look like, you know, intimidating or scary or whatever the case may be. But, yeah, so I've had to deal with that aspect of perception and how I should be based off of how I look, sound, or act a certain way or whatever. Going back to what you were dealing with, I think that that has to do a lot of times when a black woman speaks properly, you know what I mean? A lot of people tend to believe, oh, no, she's bougie or whatever the case may be, but that's not the case. It might be the sister has some education behind her or just she comes from a good family or she's just not an ignorant person. You know what I mean? And that's just real,
yeah.
You know. People assume because you're a black woman, now you have to speak, you know, with an attitude, and you have to talk with a ghetto accent from whatever part of the country you might be from. And that's just a part of, you know, how people perceive black women in general. So that's a problem of perception that a lot of people have. We make many, you know, assumptions about perception based off of gender, based off of race, based off of age sometimes as well. So, you know, this perception deals with a whole lot of different things. And it ultimately is a psychological thing. And it's even a psychological term when you study any type of psychology. You can go basic psychology class 101. Perception is definitely something that we deal with in the mind and how it shapes how we think about things.
Absolutely. I so agree with you. One of the other things that I was faced with is that, you know, because I like a lot of different types of music, this is how I select music. I don't necessarily, I may not even know the artist's name, but if it moves me in a certain way, I like it. I don't care who sings it, who makes it, who rocks it, who beats it, you know, I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
But I do, you know, I'm a person that likes to be in a calm environment. And sometimes, I like to listen to very calming music.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I don't care if it's a black person, white person, Indian person, Chinese. If I like it, I like it, and I'm going to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, patronize. But there, you know, the same situation, but it has to always somehow deal with brothers and their perception.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a particular song that I like. I posted last night of a song that I really like by Jim Brickman, and it's a CD called Escape.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something about that, and one of the particular songs that particular song really does something to me. But it don't. And you know, people think that okay, because a white man is playing this, that I'm thinking about a white man. I ain't got nothing against white men, but a sister loves me a brother.
Okay.
I mean,
okay. I'm with you.
But the perception is because I like a white artist,
mm-hmm.
and because I listen to a white artist's music,
mm-hmm.
that, oh, she's attracted to white men.
Mm.
That is a perception that derives from your own mental, that person's own mental thought, because I enjoyed a piece of music.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's a closed-minded person, though. That's a person who doesn't have an open mind to deal with different types of things. And you know what the problem is? Especially with our people, with black people specifically, we don't get exposed to a lot of different cultures, depending on where we live, because not everywhere is the same. But I noticed this about our people. We're not very, you know, a lot of us are not very outgoing to, you know, go and listen to a different type of music, or you're looked at or, you know, ridiculed for doing such, you know what I mean? I remember when I was younger and I just started listening to rock, and, like, maybe a rock song would come on the radio that I would know. And I might sing the lyrics, and all my friends will look at me like, you know the song, the lyrics to this song? And I'm just like, yes, I do. And, you know, they're just looking at me several types of ways, like I have seven heads or something. But, it again, It's whatever, you know, resonates with my spirit, however I might feel at that time. I'm with you. Like you said, I have a very eclectic taste. I might listen to some classical Chinese music one day. Sometimes I listen to straight up frequencies for my meditations and things like that, and that might sound like a spaceship going by. So who knows what I'm listening to? But at the, you know, at the end of the day, it's about that person. Perception really deals with the inner self, because how you perceive other things is based off of your own personal experience. So how others perceive you is really through their experience and how they've dealt with certain things and how they analyze things about you to come up with how they perceive you. That's really what it is at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought that up, because I have two quotes that I'm going to share. Reality is merely an illusion, albeit a very persistent one, by Albert Einstein. The second one is, everything you see or hear or experience in any way at all is specific to you. You create a universe by perceiving it. For everything in the universe you perceive is specific to you. That's by Douglas Adams. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just funny that you just said it, because all of that kind of ties in, is that, you know, people's perception has something to do with their own inner selves,
mm-hmm.
But they want to inflict certain things on other people,
mm-hmm.
Because they don't want to face up to their own realities.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, I paused because I'm looking at the chat room here.
Okay.
But a lot of times people don't want to face up to their own realities that they're dealing with, and you know, they kind of, you know, compare themselves to you, and then try to put so many things on another person, because, you know, they're going through certain things in their own lives, and so they want to pass it off onto someone else, especially when it's something negative.
Exactly.
I've even been addressed as being a bitch,
yeah,
by female counterparts, because again, when people don't understand you as an individual, or don't get, you know, take the opportunity to really get to know who you are as a person, they automatically perceive you in a certain manner, you know, in a certain way, because they feel like, oh, she's this. But I'm going to tell you one thing, how a person can derive, you know, come to that conclusion. Especially if I, you know, I'm the type of person, I like to have things done in a certain way.
Yeah.
I'm not the person where, you know, if this don't get done my way, I don't want it done at all. It's not like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, I feel like, you know, my process is I have to have things in order. So that's the way I process things, and I know that everybody has a different way how they do things.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes your strengths can come off as something that's not really something that's of you, as far as being a negative thing, because a lot of people think if you're strong in a certain aspect and you don't like to procrastinate, or you like to put things in order,
mm-hmm.
the perception of you is she thinks she know it all. She's a bitchy person. She's telling everybody how to do it and what do you. I'm a person that has a very creative mind. Not stroking my own, you know, my own ego or anything like that,
yeah.
But if when you're a poet or, you know, anybody that's into any creative type of things,
mm-hmm.
our brains are constantly creating things. We're constantly, you know, whether we're speaking, whether we're creating poetry, whether we're writing stories, whether we're singing, whether we're painting art, our minds are just constantly creating things.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes that ability to be able to do those things, sometimes
mm-hmm.
people come out thinking that you think you're better because you always have something to bring to the table.
Exactly.
And that's just a crazy kind of situation. I'll let you talk to so.
No, you going in, you know, just gotta, you know, that's how it is. Sometimes when the other person's going in, you gotta lean back and let them go. You know, that's very true, though. You know, I run into the same problems. People get intimidated by anyone with intellect, I see. You know what I mean? If you have a certain type of intellect, especially, you know, when you know how to prepare the words that you're going to say and you know how to effectively execute speech, people feel intimidated by that because, see, speech, vibration, words, very powerful. They're very powerful. So when you speak with the power and the authority of your own spirit, you know, others feel that. And if they're insecure within themselves, yet again, they're going to perceive that negatively because of their own, you know, inner self and how they've dealt with certain experiences and their perception of that. Others might be drawn to it. You know, I get a lot of times, you know, when I'm out in a social setting and, you know, I'm amongst a crowd of people, sometimes, you know, if everybody's laid back and nobody's really taking the center of attention, sometimes, you know, I'll start to joke and talk and converse, and before I know it, I'm ending up, everybody's gathered around me, and now I'm at the center of the attention, and I'm like, how did I get here? And people go, oh, you just light up a room and all these different things, and it's not purposefully, but other people see the way that I speak and the way that I talk and how I present my spirit, and then others are drawn towards that. So it's just, you know, it's the same principle. It could be negative, it could be positive, but it's all, you know, within how that person's going to perceive you.
Absolutely. Well put, you know, because it's just amazing. You know, perception, we can talk about perception, a lot of things about perception, because, you know, every day in our lives, people go through, you know, looking at things in a way, and it may not even be the way, what they're looking at may not even be the way things are. I'm going to read this really part. I took some notes. It says, trick the eye in front. Mm-hmm. Things aren't always what they seem. Marketers and magicians rely on this fact to make you see things the way they want you to see them, mm-hmm. and so does artists. I wanted to bring, you know, this is just from a little article I read, and I just wanted to take out that snippet just to expound on that a little bit, because a lot of times when people look at, you can be in a setting where you are speaking. I'll use some people that go to church, and they say that the preacher is speaking about a message, and, you know, whatever the message is, they feel convicted of some sort of conviction by it. Mm-hmm. And they think that this person is speaking directly to them.
Mm.
You have something to say?
No, I was just, you know, I was just adding my little ad libs.
and sometimes, you know, because I'm trying not to, you know, because I really don't want to take into no religion, because it's not no religious show. But people always feel some sort of conviction about words spoken, mm-hmm. And it may not be, especially in a crowded room, mm-hmm. of people feel this some sort of conviction, and they think that this person is speaking directly to them, when it may not even be something that's directed toward you. This is just an open forum, and there's, you know, people are having a discussion, just like we're here on this radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And if we bring up a certain topic or a certain circumstances that somebody else may be dealing with out there, mm-hmm. that person can, you know, and say, for instance, that you and I both know them,
mm-hmm.
but we don't necessarily know about their circumstances, but we're, you know, somehow, you know, it comes about that we're talking about it. Some people automatically assume, okay, they're talking about me because we're speaking on that circumstances. But the reality is the circumstance, a lot of people deal with a lot of the same things each and every day, and maybe different times, different places, you know what I mean? But it's different persons that they're dealing with, but it's, things are not always the way they seem. It doesn't, just because I know you, Top Queen knows you, and we know you together, you know, commonly,
mm-hmm.
then you have the circumstances going on in your life, and you know you talk to both of us. That doesn't mean that we talk about your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That this person is perceiving, okay, they must be talking about me because they know this. You know, they're saying this and they're saying that, so they must be talking about it. And it could very well be that, you know, this is just a circumstance that happens to people on an everyday basis. And, you know, we don't even know that one another knows about this person's circumstance.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right. We want you to call in.
for you, Ali. Please call in. The number to call in is 917-932-8881. And let us know what you think about perception. Give us your two cents. We definitely want to hear you guys call in.
One to, you know, be heard in the queue. Just press that one so y'all she can see and she can bring you in that you want to talk.
Absolutely. We definitely got a lot of people hanging out on the switchboard with us. We're going to take a very, very quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with more discussion on perception and how it affects us in our everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Welcome back, Detroit, and all that global listeners. You are on the air with Live Strawberry Confessions and Chocolate Letters with your host, Michelle E. Alford, Poetic Energy, and Miss Ta Queen. And that was Miss Chaka Khan with Sweet Thing. We've been talking about perception and how it affects us in our everyday life. We are waiting on this particular caller that's, saying some stuff in the chat room. We just want to hear this person call and speak on it at 917-932-8881. All right, we're going to keep it going. We're waiting for that call. We're waiting for that hand to go up. Like I said, I see a lot of people on the switchboard hanging out. Select option one, and we will know that you want to speak. All right, Ta Queen, how you doing over there, lady?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there, getting some responses from, the listeners out there and, you know, from the Facebook and, you know, personal interaction and all that, you know. For the most part, getting positive feedback on how the show is going.
All right, great, great. I just want to, you know, just jump right back into with our topic perception. I'm going to read this little snippet here. We all get caught up in our stories. Most of us think we are stories. It's when those stories take on a life of their own and that life isn't the one we want. That's when things start to suck. That statement couldn't be no more truer than, oh, you know, a lot of times people, I don't want to say that people, you know, have this bipolar mentality, but I'm going to say it anyway. It is kind of like a syndrome like that, you know, when people always constantly think somebody's talking about me, somebody's doing this, you know, their perception is that, you know, if they're looking my way, they're speaking about me. If
paranoia.
They're, you know, it's like a form of paranoia. Almost, and, you know, there are so many perceptions, and it's just such a broad topic, but you can cover so many things, but I wanted to talk about that, mm-hmm. is because I've, you know, spoke to many people on many different occasions, and, you know, in talking with some of these people, you know, you find that a lot of people, you know, are constantly, their everyday process is thinking about what other people think
yeah.
about them.
Oh my goodness. And I don't understand people who function like that. Honestly, personally, I'm not trying to judge anybody, but I personally can't understand that because my whole thing in my head, I'm not constantly worried about what other people are thinking about me. I'm constantly worried about what I got to do next, what I need to handle, what I need to accomplish, you know, things about myself. And then, you know, when you deal with people who think on that level, it seems foreign to me personally, you know, about that. So that whole thought process is very interesting to me, just to say.
Absolutely. You know, it's just you can't function. You can't be successful in that mindset because if you're constantly thinking about, if your focus is constantly thinking about what other people think about me, how they're perceiving me, guess what? All of the dreams that you and the goals that you aspire to achieve, you can't achieve them because your energy is so focused in another direction and it's a negative direction.
Yeah.
So there has to be a way that a person that lives this sort of existence, that they have to, you know, rid themselves of that negative energy
mm-hmm.
and allow themselves to be open to get a current coming back in their spirit to inspire them and motivate them to not think about what people are thinking about them, but
exactly.
focusing on achieving their individual goals.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hear a lot of people, you know, wondering why nothing good is happening for them. Everything is going wrong in their life. But the truth of the matter is that they are so concerned about people's
yes.
perception of them, they can't even see that this is going on in their own lives and that
mm-hmm.
they are the ones that's hindering their own process.
Exactly.
Because you allow somebody to, you know, dump their energy into your life and you're functioning that way.
Exactly.
You're walking your life like on a plank, you know, I'm falling, and I'm going toward a negative force, and, you know, and it's just, that's no way to live.
No.
And it's just like, you know, you can't think, are they thinking about me? If 3 hours out of your day is thinking about that, and another, it's 24 hours in a day, and you got 3 hours out of the day, you're thinking, you know, okay, about your goals, and the other 21 hours you're thinking about, you're sleeping, and while you're sleeping, you're thinking about whatever people are thinking about you. And then those other hours you're walking and then alert and you're thinking about what people are thinking about, that is just no way to live. That is just like a walking death to me.
Exactly. And a brother I'm conversing with personally just said, suspicion is a dangerous thing, looking for things due to insecurities. And that's so real. And when you're dealing with the perception, and like we said, how it's a psychological concept and how it deals with the minds and how we function, you know, when you're constantly dealing with somebody who's thinking about what other people are thinking about them, you're focusing your own energy outside yourself. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So that's like you said, you can never be successful thinking that way because you're never thinking about your own qualities and what you have to bring to the table and what you have to do in order to fulfill your destiny, your life path, and what you need to do for yourself. And you're going to take your own power away from yourself because you're giving your power to other people. When you give other people the power to have an opinion and have that opinion affect you, you're giving that person your power, whether you want to admit that or not, whether your ego
Absolutely.
Wants to let you admit that or not. That's the reality of it. Because the
Absolutely.
Way I've been raised to look at it and the way that I always have looked at it, I mean, you know, you're not perfect. Sometimes you get caught up in, you know, oh, my God, this person said this. But, you know, the way I've been raised and trained to think about it is, you know, who is this person? Like my mama said, do they pay your bills? So, you know, why do you care what they think about you? What are they doing so significant in your life that they have any say over, you know, what's going on with you or how you should live or what you should do? And if they don't have any significant holding over you in that way, then why do you care?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I was like, you know what, Pat Queen, we have, we definitely want, can you help me out? Can you see this brother in the chat or sister in the chat room, Heru Ala?
Heru, Heru Ali.
Heru Ali. We definitely would love you to call in 917-932-8881, and I'm saying it with a smile because I so want you to call in and speak on it.
So we got it
going on in the chat room.
Yeah, they're going in the chat room. To everybody who's not on in the chat room right now, who everybody who's called in, they going in the chat. They want to, you know, speak in the chat. Well, you gotta press one, baby. You gotta press one and raise your hand so we can know that you're in the queue and you're ready to speak. That's the only way we can get to you if you press one.
Absolutely, that would definitely help me because I have a lot of calls on the switchboard, but only one hand is up, and that's my co-host. So, in order for me to identify you. Okay, I did call. Okay, well, we will definitely select option one, and I will be sure to pick up that line quick, fast, and in a hurry.
And not just Heru Ali, all our callers, you know what I mean? If anybody has any input on the subject matter, because, you know, I'm seeing these people, they want to talk personally, you know, you guys can chime in. Get into it. It's an interactive show. We love to hear from the listeners. We want to hear from you guys. You guys definitely help to make the show what it is, so not be shy.
Absolutely. Well said, co-host. Well said. I couldn't have said it better.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm just going to assume that select option one. I believe I can figure out your number. Because you just popped up. So I'm just going to assume that's your number. And I'm going to connect you in, even though you haven't, you know, selected option one.
Okay.
All right. Got you. Thanks for that.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. All right, I got you.
Green
all right, welcome to so you are on the air with Poetic Energy and Ms. Ta Queen. Who do we have on the air?
This is Heru Ali.
Peace, Heru.
Welcome. We got you on the line.
Greetings. I finally got through.
It was a struggle, but we got you in.
Well, I appreciate you having me. You know, this area of perception is so broad. So
yeah.
I'm wondering if we can began to maybe go 1 through 10 and start with different types of in different arenas because when you're dealing with perception, that deals with or sociology, psychology, self-esteem, all of that. So we could be talking about this all night. We want to narrow it down and give some of the family some tools to help them in their everyday life. What Mom was saying about them not paying your bills, that's one that I live by. That's definitely one that I live by. But as far as human behavior, if I could suggest like three areas, there's personal behavior, as far as the behavior that's exhibited between male and female or whatever relationship dynamic that you're in. There's commercial, and then there's governmental. Now, let's where we want to start at.
Well, you know, I think personal, where we're dealing with relationships and things like that, not that the other two aren't relevant to, you know, our show, but I think that that's really where, you know, the core of our listeners would definitely have interest within.
Okay, personal relationships. Well, I grew up in a single family home. My mom had three baby fathers, whatever you want to call them. Only one supported us. She was a hard worker, and she demonstrated that work ethic, that generational sacrifice for your children. So I really appreciate that. When it comes to relationships between, we'll just say, men and women, is everybody cool with that?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, well, let's do this. One of the misconceptions about relationship is the 50-50 principle. That is a misconception, and it is definitely a term or a mindset that will set your relationship up for failure from the beginning, because I may be sick, I may break my leg and can't work, and we're both working, so now you have to be 80 and I'm only 20, meaning my disability check is coming in and that's covering my 20%, but now you have to work, you have to come home, you have to cook, clean, and all of that. So that 50-50 dynamic is a unrealistic paradigm. Very unrealistic paradigm. Also, because we have become so westernized, Europeanized, whatever you want to call it, the marital dynamic. I don't know if you all are familiar with polygyny or polygamy. Anybody familiar with polygamy or polygyny? A street term is multiple monogamous. You know what I'm saying? Because whether the sisters like to admit it or not and think that they couldn't share their man with another woman knowingly, it goes on and has been going on since the beginning of time. I suggest that because there are more women than there are men, and that was by some divine design, because there are a less pool of eligible men, and that's by governmental design, that polygyny may be a way for us to go. Imagine this. We see on TV, we see, what's that show? Because, you know, all of our traditional practices have been co-opted by the Europeans. What is the one where the guy got the five wives in Utah, the Mormons, no cats. Okay, this guy has, you know, five wives. They have, you know, 15 children. They all live in the same house. Have you all watched that show?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Was
Big
on
Love or something like that.
Kind of like Big Love, but go ahead, sister. I'm sorry.
I want to, not to cut you off, but I want to see how that ties into our topic as far as perception. Is there...
You say of self-protection? Is that our topic?
How does that tie into perception?
Oh, the perception. Oh, got you. Well, the perception with sisters is, oh, I couldn't do that. I can't share my man. You know, I need my man to be me. Okay. I ain't sharing it with nobody else. Is that something that y'all heard before? I couldn't go for that. Well, I tell a lot of sisters and brothers, imagine if you got so many quote unquote baby's moms or baby's dad, imagine if all of you all could become village minded. You know, we always throw that motive out that it takes a village to raise a child. But we don't carry that out in practice. Imagine you and all of your baby's fathers or his baby's mom all living in one household. Everybody or mostly all of the adults work. Maybe one or two of the wives or maybe one of the wives stay home and take care of the non-school age children. And the other ones, we all bring all that income and resources to the same household. One, all the siblings will grow up with each other, so they'll build that relationship and that love. Two, the economic.
So are you saying the perception is that people should have a different viewpoint about, you know, marriages and relationships? Is that, is mm-hmm. you know, I want you to get to
yeah.
what, how that ties into perception. Because you just gave me, whether you know it or not, you just gave me another show topic because we're going to be talking about this again.
Okay, well, listen. Well,
we're
going to
go
all
in on that. That's
well,
a good subject.
This specific perception, I'm focusing particularly on the goddesses, on the sisters, that they can't share, that they couldn't imagine being in the same home because they'll most of them they'll say, well, what if the woman wants more than one husband? Are you okay with that? I would have to say, if I was being truthfully honest, there's only one sword in this fight. You know what I'm saying? And traditionally, that's the way it's been. If we research it back in on the continent, Akubulan, Kush, whatever you want to call it, that's how it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
Okay.
But because...
Okay,
yeah,
but
yeah.
We don't want to, like, cut you off or nothing, but we're just going to have to tie it up because, you know, it's a show we got to
no doubt.
Keep it moving. But yeah, like I mean, I feel what you're saying. So if I may, like, interject and try to tie that into what we're dealing with perception here, is that the traditional sense of how we perceive family should be, or the so-called traditional westernized sense of what we feel family should be, you know, reevaluated and relooked at, because I mean, you can even see within the family structure of the American household, of the average Western American household, there is a breakdown, there is a dysfunction with the single-parent household going on. And like you said, there is a lot of outside activities where you have one father with multiple baby mothers and vice versa. So you're saying that we should reevaluate our perception of how we view love and how we view relationships.
Exactly, and then and the final comment that I have with that,
mm-hmm.
the only way we'll be able to change that paradigm, that mindset, is to begin to have knowledge of self,
yes.
and research beyond quote unquote civil rights and slavery, and find out who we were before all that happened. You know what I'm saying? Find out the many different traditions and relationship units that existed on the continent of Akubulan before the invaders came in and changed everything.
Okay.
So if you don't first change your mindset
go-
about that, then you can't even handle going into to the polygyny relationship. If you can't handle one female, you understand
That's
what
true.
I'm saying?
Can you say that one more time
Absolutely.
For all the brothers listening? If you can't handle one
Listen.
Female...
And when I say handle, I'm not talking about submit, because that's another word we can break down. If you cannot afford to
mm-hmm.
take care of yourself, another female goddess,
mm-hmm.
and however many children, nurture them, love them, provide her all the emotional support that she needs, you don't even think about trying to do it with two.
Exactly.
Because it's not going to work. And it's not about, listen, it's not about sex. It's not about sex because I'm a Scorpio. I can get sex every day, all day, as much. No, I mean, no disrespect. But I'm just saying, that's just, you know, that's just the way the universe made it. It's not about sex. I want folks to think about, when they think about polygyny, think about, listen, it's about a loving relationship with all of my family unit. We have to have a family goal because other than that, I can have multiple female sex partners without the emotional, financial, you know, commitment. You understand what I'm saying? There's a big difference.
Oh, yeah, there
so
is.
So it's not about the sex.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
all right, brother. We're going to have
thank
to
you, brother.
The next caller. But we so appreciate you for sharing your thoughts with
thank
us.
You.
And we definitely are going to have a segment on what
we
you just talked about.
We have.
You inspired that. So we are going to have, make sure you come and look out for that show topic, because we are going to talk about that, because that is another show in itself. It's a great.
No
I think that is a great topic to talk about. Actually, that we might invite you on panel. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And one question: am I talking to you all in Michigan Republic? Are y'all in Michigan?
Oh, where are we?
Yeah.
Oh, we're just international. Actually, anywhere that you can call in, you can, if you can log on to the internet, you got internet access,
no doubt.
Or you got a phone access, and you can call in. Anywhere around the globe. I'm personally in Boston. The sister's in Detroit. So we're
okay.
You know,
I'm also in the Michigan Republic too.
Okay.
Right. Wish I would have seen you at the African World Festival yesterday. But peace and love, goddesses. Hey, just let me know what you got to do, and we can talk about this intelligently.
Great. We so appreciate you, brother. Definitely great conversation. We gonna keep it going here. We do have another caller with their hands so patiently waiting here. So we're just gonna not prolong it and disconnect them in. Caller from the 618 area code. You are on the air with Poetic Energy and Ta Queen. Who do we have on the air?
Hey, Hotel System. My name is Brother Yahuru.
Hey.
Welcome. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, again.
Yes. Welcome.
Thank you.
What do you have to say on our topic of perception this evening?
Yes, I had a question when it comes to relationships.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Can I go with my question?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Yes. I'm in a relationship with a Christian female,
mm-hmm.
and we are very much in love with one another. Just like when it comes to conversation with each other, when it comes to under and over and understanding what's really going on and how to correct it and live within our means of living,
mm-hmm.
We have a little barrier, you know. She still want to go to Jehovah's Witness meetings, and I respect her on her level.
Yeah.
But what kind of advice would you give a brother who's actually going through this kind of situation,
mm-hmm.
with conversation with the spouse that really don't want to understand who she is or who he is?
Okay. Would you like to handle this one, or?
Go ahead. Knock it on out, Talk Queen.
Okay. All right. Well, first off, first things first, love, you know, people have that saying, love is blind. So ultimately, we really don't, you know, we're not in control of who we have that emotional connection to. And this can happen where you have somebody who might have a heightened, you know, awareness within the spiritual arena dealing with somebody who's on a different level of awareness. Now, this isn't, you know, this is in no way, shape, or form to put anybody down for what they hold to believe as their truth or whatever the case may be. But this is blatantly just speaking, you know, the fact of what it is. So what I'm getting from your situation is you're dealing with a higher level of consciousness, awareness, as far as it comes to spiritual perception and spiritual understanding. And she's dealing with a religious paradigm. And now,
conversation always has a barrier. You know,
exactly.
We still talk about everything. We can talk about politics and everything and
mm-hmm.
Family. But when it comes to trying to understand everything, all this stuff holistically from a spiritual, not too much of a physical level,
mm-hmm.
is I don't want to hear that. And I'm like, what
mm-hmm.
really can I do, or many other brothers and sisters who actually are in this situation?
Yeah. Well,
what kind of advice would you give to us?
The advice that I would give personally is you as a conscious being you must be able to deal with a 360-degree paradigm, meaning you deal with everything within the circle holistically. And so what you must do and what you must understand is that all the facets of religion have an offshoot or a branch off of ancient indigenous spiritualities. And so even within Christianity, Islam, Judaism, any religious or spiritual faith that anybody holds, you have a degree where they're dealing with the truth and how it relates back to the one source energy, okay? And within Christianity, you can deal with Christianity esoterically. There is a way to go about that. And a lot of the times we're just not taught about that. Our people, when we went through the process of enslavement and slavery, we were taking away a lot of our spiritual practices and things that of that nature. And so and the spirituality within Christianity was also subdued to make it a more conducive with slavery and subservientness religion. So what has to happen is some of us have to reinfuse the spirituality back into it and teach some of our people who are stuck in this or who are in this paradigm. We have to reteach to them the spiritual concepts through the vestige of Christianity or whatever type of religion that they're dealing with.
Some of them really don't want to hear anything. So it's like,
well, if she doesn't want to hear anything,
do you stay in the relationship or do you? I would like to get your humble advice.
Honestly, at the end of the day, that's going to come down to a decision of you making that decision personally. You're going to have to move on, or you're going to have to stay and compromise yourself. Because when it comes to two people coming into a relationship together, there has to be an agreeing of the minds on those basic principles of spirituality, politics, how y'all deal with government and politics and commerce, which is economics and all those different things. If there's not an agreeance of the minds on those three in that triad, if there's not an agreeance, there's going to be a disturbance within the relationship. Because if you two decide to bear children, have you thought about how the children will be raised? You will have a disagreement with her because she will want to take the children to church. You wouldn't agree with that. You wouldn't want to teach your children. You wouldn't want to teach your seed that. Or you wouldn't want to bring them up in that way.
It's best to just leave?
I'm not saying it's best to leave. You're going to either have to, you know, try to relay information to her and energies to her through a different form, which may be through the Christian paradigm, where you would have to research esoteric Christianity, and then you would have to implement that and give that and try to spoon feed that to her. Or if that doesn't work, or if you're not down for all that work, then you're going to have to reach that decision within yourself. I'm in no way, shape, or form telling you what to do with your life.
No, I was just giving you advice. I really appreciate it.
That would be my advice. I would say, you know, try with the esoteric aspects of Christianity, and if you would like, you know, I don't know if you're in the chat or whatever. You can, I have a Facebook. You can hit me up at my Facebook is Tay Queen, TaeQueen, and we converse on different subjects dealing with esoteric information, and I could give you resources where you could research this.
Okay, I thank you, Simon Sister.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
How often, may I add, do you sit down and actually speak with your significant other regarding your feelings?
Repeat that.
I said, how often do you actually sit down and, you know, have a, you know, intelligent conversation with your significant other about the way you feel?
It's all the time because I live and breathe liberation. You know, I try to let them know that I'm about freedom before peace and trying to understand thyself, because there's so much to us other than what we are learning so far. And I hate the fact that she's stuck there. You know, she's a good person, but when it comes to any kind of conscious information, as far as what's really going on and how to go about it. I'm pretty much by myself. I'm pretty much a warrior doing this thing by himself with someone, and that's a bad feeling.
Yeah, I would say, but do you guys actually speak, you know, in a conversation or just speak at each other? Because sometimes you can speak at a person and you never, because if you're not getting any type of resolve or seeing any type of progress in your relationship, then that means that neither one of you are perhaps are not listening to one another. So you got to find a place, like Sister Todd Queen was saying, you know, you just have to find that place where you guys can really effectively communicate with one another without, you know, being, you know, condescending toward one another. I don't know what your how your conversations go, but usually when you're in a relationship and you're saying that you guys speak all the time, if you're speaking all the time, you should see some sort of progress in that relationship, and if you're not, then there's something definitely wrong with the lines of communication.
Yeah.
And you may be speaking, you may be talking, but nobody's listening, so as you're being ineffective.
I come in different levels. You know, I'll sit back and ask questions. I'm like, have you ever wondered why they never showed you a realistic picture of the devil? You know, and I never really thought of that, but, you know, he's still real. So I try to, she still has that defense mode. You know, when it comes to anything else, we can talk about church and all that. See, because I hate the fact that I have to dumb myself down for a person I'm with. I can dumb myself down with somebody I don't know. But if I know and I have to come home and, how was your day? Oh, you know, it's good and Jesus is blessing me. See, she says shit like that to piss me off. And I'm like, you know, I can really go there with you, but I don't want to really go there for real.
Right. Now, are you guys the same? I keep hearing you saying that you don't like to hear her talk about Jesus. Are you in the same type of religion, or is there a difference there?
Yeah, because I'm into the Kemetic spirituality, and she's still in the Concord belief system, and I'm like, you know, that's really kind of hard because I'm really hardcore, and I actually go out and do stuff for the community and do a lot of things to help our people, but she's still on this multicultural thing, and I'm not multicultural, and she's still, you know, you got to give everybody a chance and trying to compromise with the enemy. I'm not compromising, and it's a off-balance thing, you know, and it's really making me mad, you know, the more I see the condition, because this is a Bible scripture that says this. It's real true. It says, you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principle. And this is not the fact that she's doing it. It's just the fact that it's out there. You know, like when people prostitute, you're not mad at them. You're not mad at the person. You're mad at the principle. The fact of the matter is, you know.
Well, I think like Sister is saying, you have to humble yourself. You have to take away that anger that's inside you, because even though she might not be where you are within consciousness or how you deal with history and all those different things, even though she may not be on that level yet or might not ever be on that level, she still can feel your energy behind when you talk. So if the way that you're speaking to her is you know, in a condescending way sometimes, she's going to respond not only with the defense of her belief system, but also with the defense of her personal self. So how you speak to her and when you speak to her and how you approach the situation of speaking to her is very important. So like I said, when you should probably go through the vestiges of something that she feels comfortable with, like Christianity, and explain the consciousness principles within Christianity. And then also, you know, make sure that the way that you're speaking to her is calm and patient and loving and kind, because you love, there's something about her that you do love. You know what I mean? So you have to be respectful of whatever it is that you do love within her. And ultimately, at the end of the day, you can't change a person. So if she doesn't want to change and she doesn't want to deal with that information, you have to prepare yourself to make a decision. Do you want to stay or do you want to go? But, you know, I encourage you to, you know, go in, dig deep, have some patience, and try and work it through.
Okay, because really even my spirit is telling me to leave because, you know, I just had little questions about it because there's a lot of brothers and sisters are going through this, especially in a relationship, because before I got with her, I was with someone that actually broke up with me, and she said, if you don't believe in Jesus, you don't believe in this relationship. And I'm like, God damn.
Wow.
That's what we say to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they even find the conscious sisters hard because even they have, a lot of them have their own problems. Like, damn.
Well, a brother just said in the chat room he would like to suggest a book. And the historical origins of Christianity by Dr. Walter Williams, and the documentary Hidden Colors, and that.
Yeah, I've got both those. I have.
Oh, okay.
I have both by Walter Williams, with Christianity and Islam. You know, that's not even because they're not trying to hear it from me. They're not going to hear it from anybody else, black. Because first of all, black to them is wrong. You know, I got DVDs of the yin yang, like, hey, you know, I even got DVDs of white people talking on it. I thought that that worked. But because I'm presenting it, it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So are you in an interracial relationship?
Oh, no, never. I am strong. I am full black.
Because you brought up his wife. No. Okay. Okay, all right.
If it was that, no, I'm not. Hey, I hear you.
I just only asked because you leaned toward that way, and it kind of sounded that way, so I wanted to just be clear on it, because that would have probably identified with probably, you know, perhaps something else that was contributing to what you're going through.
I would have an obvious answer of Frank, you know, so I wouldn't even have to call when it comes to that kind of relationship.
All right.
I'm not anti-white, I'm just full black.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate you all's ass, and I will definitely keep listening. I'll talk to Sun Hotel.
All right, thank you so much. We appreciate you stopping by the show and just share your thoughts with us and giving us great conversation. You know, of course, somebody else can be dealing with the same thing that you're dealing with, and so your story can probably perhaps motivate somebody else to kind of get into a reflective mode and kind of, you know, reassess some things in their own lives. So we appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, sister.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we will be discussing more about perceptions or anything that you guys feel like discussing, you know, because we open up the forum, like, in the second half of the show, and it kind of just, you know, fell into place on its own. We didn't even really have to announce it, but we'll take a quick musical break, and then we will be right back with you. Here on the Poetic Energy Network station with Life, Strawberry Confessions, and Chocolate Letters. All right, we're going to play a little bit of Charlie Whisper of You Are.
Butterflies is what I feel inside, and every time it's like my first time away, and I can never find the words to say. You're the perfect girl, you were made for me. It's so easy to love you, baby. We're compatible, incredible, and natural.
Welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You are tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Poetic Energy, and Miss Ty Queen. We are definitely excited about this show this evening. We are talking about life, Strawberry Confessions, and Chocolate Letters, and specifically about life. We are talking about perceptions and how it affects our everyday life. So I am definitely going to, we have 16 more minutes remaining into the show. So we're going to keep it going and remind you the call-in number is 917-932-8881. All righty. It is definitely, we have so many people just definitely hanging out with us on the switchboard, and we so appreciate you for, you know, tuning in and listening in to the show. And all of those that are tuned in, signed into the chat room, we so appreciate your presence here. It is great to have you here. This is really turning out to be a good segment because it just, you know, we wanted to offer a lot of things to get people to thinking about life in itself and, you know, perhaps help people in, you know, certain things that they might be dealing with on a day-to-day basis that they don't have money to go talk to a therapist's office or anything like that. Sometimes you just need somebody just to listen or to talk to about your situation you're dealing with on an everyday basis. I just want to put this quick disclaimer out there. Although this is a show that we, you know, we talk about life and different issues about life, it's always good for you to seek professional help with, you know, something that you really deeply are dealing with in your life. I am a certified life coach. However, a life coach is totally different from being a therapist. You know, our goal, main goal is to help people to find a happy medium in their life and also to, you know, to bring out the best in people, help them find their successful center within themselves. So, you know, with that being said, this is, you know, the goal that we're trying to accomplish here on the show, is just give everybody a platform to, you know, just engage in some really great conversations and talk about some really good topics. And the show is uncensored, uncut, raw, anything, you know, and we're not going to judge you for what you want to talk about.
But we definitely would, you know, appreciate standing on top of it as much as possible. But sometimes if you know, we have the time and you need to just talk about something, just feel free. We will definitely welcome you with open arms. All right. Hi, Queen. Are you there, sister?
Hello?
Yes. Oh, okay. I see you're back in. We definitely do have a lot of people hanging out on the switchboard here. And which is a great thing. I just want to quickly remind you, if you want to be heard on your phone, you must select option one.
Mm-hmm.
I know it can be difficult sometimes, when, you know, especially if this is your first time being in the BTR environment. So, but we want to keep the show going. We got 13 more minutes remaining, so we are definitely going to just kind of hop back into, you know, our discussion for this evening. The whole purpose of this show is that, you know, we wanted to bring out, you know, perceptions about life and everything, and we definitely had some great callers that called in and gave us some other things that we can look at that, you know, people draw perceptions of, you know, because of based on what they see is going on surrounding them. So, you know, it was great, you know, having these people call in and just talk
mm-hmm.
about it. And the brother just got off the line talking about his relationship.
Yeah.
A lot of people sometimes deal with a lot of things, and you know, you can't really have a great relationship if the both of you are you're not at a central place in your life, and you know, you just got to get down to the core and find out where you guys are disconnected at, because somewhere in the relationship you are definitely disconnected, and you know, like I said earlier, with dealing with those things, you sometimes, if you really want the relationship to work,
mm-hmm.
You may need to seek some professional guidance
mm-hmm.
Just to get yourself out of whatever, you know, slump that the relationship is in. And like my co-host said earlier, that you have to base, you know, make your decision on whether you want to continue in that relationship. We definitely cannot make that decision for you. But moving right along, we have, I just wanted to read this other part of my notes here.
Okay.
Think about the story you're living right now. Who wrote it? Did you consciously decide to create the reality you're living now? Or was it mainly shaped by your parents,
mm-hmm.
friends, spouse, school, or the media?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like the story you're living, then change the perception.
Mm.
Envision how you write the next chapter of your story. Better yet, actually sit down and write it. Focus your perception on creating a new reality, one where you are in charge of your story. Take back the job. If you want to be a screenwriter, director, author, poet, actor, all of those things, you just find yourself doing that. You write your own
yeah.
script in your life. We have the power to do that. We have
exactly.
the power to change. I'm sorry, co-host, did you want to say something?
No,
already?
I'm just saying exactly. I'm just agreeing with you. Mm-hmm. Amen. To the child going. Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, I listen to so many people, and I talk to so many people on so many different levels in our life. Everybody is not on the same page in their life. You may have somebody in their book; they may be on chapter 4. You may be on chapter 26 in your life. So
mm-hmm.
One of the things that I would say to other people: stop comparing your life to someone else's, because everybody's process is entirely different.
And some people may never make it to chapter 24. Some people might just stop at chapter 10 and they might be done, and that's what they choose for their life specifically. We can't make somebody get on chapter 26 just because we want them to be there. That's not how it works. So.
Absolutely. Well said. Did y'all hear my co-host? She said it right, just straight and direct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, you know, a lot of people will not make it to chapter 24, and one of the reasons is because they're so focused on somebody, what somebody else's book is reading, and
exactly.
you know, and they can't even create their own pages.
Mm-hmm.
and continue on with their own lives. So it's just definitely something that we have to learn and just kind of get in, get that focus around us somehow, some way. We got 8 more minutes remaining, but I'm just going to say this very quickly. You know, just if you decide that you want to, like I named off a lot of those careers that people are interested in doing, if you want to write a book, don't wait for another author or a poet or somebody to come and encourage you.
Exactly.
You got to get to that point to do it yourself. Just start writing, you know, just pick up a, mm-hmm. you know, and it's so ironic that our show is called Pen.
Because mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going you pick up that pen, get that piece of paper, and start writing down what you want to do with your life.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you're not the best speller in the world. Don't even think about that, because you're writing your own vision. I posted something out there the other day about, you know, we are in control of our own visions. That
mm-hmm.
you know, even if the Almighty, Yah, Allah, whoever you want to call it, whoever you serve, the Almighty, what gives you a vision, and that vision comes to you, that means that you have the power to execute that vision. Nobody else, it doesn't, if Sally Sue and Angel Mama or Lucy Gray is over here and you're trying to explain to them what your vision is, the vision that was given to you, sometimes it's just going to fall on deaf ears, and they can't execute that vision because the vision wasn't theirs in the first place. It was yours.
Exactly.
So you just take your pen, get your paper, start writing down everything that you wish to accomplish in your life.
Mm-hmm.
People don't think there's power in writing, but there just truly is. It's not
so
just even just a writing book.
So much power. And better yet, you know, you said don't wait until an author or a poet comes to you and tells you to write that book. Me, both of us, you know, you're a poet and an author, and I'm a poet, and, you know, I do my little blog thing, and you know how we do. So better yet, if you're under the sound of our voice, take it from us, you understand what I'm saying, to go and do what you have to do for yourself. I mean, I just started my blog back in, like, February, and, you know, I just started it for myself. I got nothing but 5 followers. I don't really care. I just started writing for the sake of what I wanted to do. You know what I mean? And, you know, some people
Absolutely.
Like it, some people love it, other people don't. It's whatever, that's a part of life. But I'm doing what I feel I need to do with my life.
That's right. Yes, ma'am. Well said. It's just, you know, we can't, point that out enough, that, you know, that is definitely, you know, something that you should do. And this is what we want to accomplish with the show, is that to leave you with something, get you thinking about something, get you motivated about making a change within your life. You know, we all have things that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. We all have issues that we deal with, people that we deal with that, you know, that may not like us or the way we do things, but we can't focus on that because of that, you know, you're expending too much energy focusing on other people when you should be focusing on your own life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think we have another caller here. We are going to take this call very quickly. Caller, we have 5.5 minutes remaining. So caller from the 305 area, call, you are on the air.
Am I in the blog? If I am on the blog, please say yay.
Yes.
Yes, I'm in the blog. She laughed. Awesome.
Who is this?
Shout
who are we
Tay
speaking
Queen.
With?
Shout out to Tay Queen. Shout out to my dog. Mad love for you. I got love for you.
Okay, who's this? Who am I speaking with?
This your boy Abstract.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Do you have a question or addition to our subject or our topic for tonight?
So what's the topic?
It was perception the whole time, and we got our subject. We're very limited on time, so it's okay if you just want us to call and show support. It's fine, too.
I want to talk about my girlfriend.
Okay. I don't know if we have a whole bunch of time to do that, but let me tell you something.
How much time do you got left?
Huh?
How much time do you got left?
How much time do we have left?
Yes.
We have 4 minutes remaining, dear sir. And
oh, dang,
two of those minutes, we need to wrap up the end of the show.
Yeah, so I want to call in next week and let us know, because Monday next week we'll have, you know, our show 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
P.M.
Is that what y'all
Eastern
is that
time.
What y'all talk about? Like relationships and stuff.
We talk about a whole bunch of things, but you can just call in and just, you know, if you have that question still. But thanks for the support. Thank you for showing love.
You welcome, man. You welcome.
All right. Well, thank you, brother, for calling in. All right, folks, it has been a great evening for us. We have the 3 minutes remaining, so we're going to just really just thank all the people that are on the switchboard hanging out with us, and we love you for your support. All of the people in the chat room, we appreciate the love and support and the great conversation this evening.
Yes.
We hope that something that we have said has given you something to think about and ultimately making a change within your own life and regaining focus in what it is that you desire to do in your own life. And remember that, you know, perception is just what other people perceive of you, but don't focus on that. Focus on what you're trying to do in your life and get it in.
Yeah.
All right. We so appreciate you so much. Ms. Tyqueen, did you want to say something before we totally wrap it all up?
I just wanted to say thank you for everybody who listened in, who came in from my page, because I be promoting the show heavily on my page. Thank you for everybody who came out, listened in, support of me, support of the Sister Poetic Energy. We thank you. Spread the word. You know, I want more people in our chat room. I want people blowing up our lines. I want to make this show, you know, bigger, better, always reaching for more.
All right. With that being said, we're going to take it out, Jack. We're just definitely going to quickly let you know we have 7 shows airing 7 days a week. We have, of course, Life, Strawberry Confessions, and Chocolate Letters on Monday evenings, which is the show that you're on now. Tuesday, we have our Here's to Your Health with Dr. Doris Martin-Spool at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesday evenings, we have Ms. Strong Island with Erotic and Central Open Mic segment, which airs at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thursday, you were with me and Stevie G on a Thursday night open mic where you just, you know, bring it any way you want to bring it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday we have another, you know, segment where we have the spoken word billboards and afternoon radio mix where we play, keep in rotation, a lot of spoken word artists' tracks and music. Indie artists and underground artists, we, you know, keep you in heavy rotation. We're doing something very positive with that, and we'll let you guys know what that is in the future. Then on Saturday, we have Brother Yushet. I always have, forgive me for pronouncing his name incorrectly, but he, you know, comes and brings you a lot of teachings on the Hebrew teaching, so you, if you're interested in that, please stop by and support him. And on Saturday, we have another show segment Sunday we have Sister April Gardner bringing a few biz talk and the plays, so she talked about business and plays, so definitely come out and support either one of those shows, and we'll be definitely waiting you to come in and hang out with us again in the chat rooms and on the switchboards. We love you. We appreciate you. And thank you so much for supporting the Poetic Energy Network station. And we're signing off this evening, and we're taking it out jazzy with a little bit of Yancey with Remember featuring Gerald and Ami.
Peace.